have you introduce yourself quick for me?
Hi, I'm Reagan Faber.
I'm Constantina Papa Constantini Du.
I'm Kaylee Huffaker.
Well, and the three of you are a part of a group that's painting this big pink ribbon around the community. First of all, let our listeners know why you're doing this and how this all got organized.
So why we're doing this is because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Woo! Yay! And so the leader is Jenny. She's like the foundation leader of it. She works at the Pella
Regional Health Center.
Yep. And so kind of we're just going around town like painting Pella in pink. And so it's kind of like to spread awareness and also like artistic ability too. And so yeah.
It's also for funding the hospital for like stuff, you know, like to like, because it's
for the breast cancer treatments and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and I understand that it's a personal connection for you too, right? Because your mom was recently diagnosed and is in the process of treatment. So this has to be really cool, extra cool for you that you got a group of friends. And the community is going to get to see this all month. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know really. I'm pretty sure it would probably stay up to like towards the end of November, October. And my mom, she was diagnosed with breast cancer like at the end of November, and she had treatment like February through April, and then she had radiation in June, and she just got her ovaries taken out the 13th of September, and now she's recovering and stuff.
Very good. And what do you hope the community does when they see your work? Because they're going to see it all year. What are you hoping the community response is?
That it is a real thing, and it is, yeah. It's just like a thing that we should be aware of, because it could pop up anywhere and anybody, or just, yeah.
To spread awareness, and hopefully people like see it and feel sorry and like help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Also like spread like hopefulness and like kind of grace, I guess, and yeah, hope for like the better, I guess, in their lives.